Okay, any questions before we practice? Okay, so I'm going to invite you to, you have your space ready for lying down in a moment. But before we lie down, I'd like to invite you to move somehow, however you like. I can send these lights afterwards, yes. So if you want to move, whether in your chair or whether you want to walk around your room, yeah, if you want to move your arms or your hips or your spine, however you want to move. Yeah, and then take your time to, as you're doing that, notice what you're noticing. Sense what you sense. You may be noticing the space around you. You may be noticing your body already, maybe in contact with the ground or your supports. And as you start completing those motions, see if you'd like to head towards your mat or your nest that you've prepared for yourself, and then lie down on your back. As you breathe. Yeah, and as you're accommodating yourself there, finding your space, finding your supports, see if you'd like to invite yourself to this journey towards the ground, this journey towards quietness, this journey towards your supports. As you breathe, I'm going to mute all. Yeah. And notice how when you invite yourself to come to the horizontal axis, inviting quietness. Quietness may not happen right away, and that's okay. Some muscles might still be active. Your breath might feel active. The mind may be pursuing something, and that's okay. Just notice that. And little by little, see if there are moments when you notice the parts of yourself that feel supported. As you breathe. Maybe there's a moment when you notice your feet. your heels, your toes, your ankles. Maybe there's a point when you'd like to move your feet a little to attract your mind there. And perhaps you can even notice your feet without moving. Yeah, as you breathe, noticing their temperature, their position in the space. And then observing your legs, your shins and calves, your knees and thighs. As you breathe. Maybe there's a point when you notice your calves supported somewhere, or they feel sustained somehow. And you just notice that. As you breathe. Observing the weight of your thighs, the groin area, your hips. And if there's a point when your mind wanders or distracts or gets interested in something else, that's all right to just notice that. And see if you want to invite your mind back to your body, right here, right now. Perhaps by placing your palms on your hips somehow. And just letting your palms be landed on your hip bones. Yeah, in a neutral way, no effort required for your hands to stay on that, in that position. As you breathe. And maybe there's a point when your mind finds itself fascinated with this contact of your hands with your hips. As you breathe. And you may be noticing the temperature of your hands compared to the temperature of your body. Maybe the weight of your hands or your shape, the space between your fingers. As you breathe. And noticing your elbows perhaps supported beside you. Space in your armpits. Your shoulders. Yeah. Maybe noticing your shoulder blades resting on the floor. If your shoulder blades feel supported. And noticing the space from your shoulder blades to your pelvis. From your shoulder blades to your ears. The whole length of your spine, from the bottom of your skull to your tailbone. As you breathe. And noticing the spaces inside you as you breathe, perhaps moving with your breath around your belly, around your chest, whatever moves in you as you breathe. And maybe there's a point when you notice your face in this moment. The mouth area, your eyes. Your forehead, your temples. Maybe there's a point when you notice the space inside your mouth, from the lower teeth to the upper teeth, or the saliva in your mouth. As you breathe, Noticing the weight of the skin on your face over the bones, resting as a little blanket over covering your bones. And maybe there's a point when you notice your scalp, as if you could even sense the weight of your hair. And the weight of your skull supported by the ground. And the weight of your whole body, all your bones, all your internal organs supported, welcomed by the ground. Through your mat, through your pillows. As you breathe. Observing how your internal atmosphere feels in this moment. All your internal paces, all your internal rhythms. And maybe there's a point when you'd like to bring your palms, bring your hands on your face very gently and just let it sit there. Let your hands sit on your face gently. And take a moment to observe and savor this encounter between your hands and your face in this moment. As you breathe. And notice what you notice there. There's nothing that has to happen here. We just want to welcome anything and everything you experience there. And get curious. Maybe you're noticing the shape of your hands and your face or your temperature or the density or the texture of the skin on your face. As you breathe, maybe some of you would like the idea of spreading your palms and fingers, covering your eyes. Just notice that, what that brings to you, changes in light. And what else? As you breathe, maybe changes in breath. Take your time, we have time. And little by little, see if you'd like to gently start gliding your fingertips through your face. And gently, meaning gently, it's slow and light. As if you're trying to really, really stimulate these nerve cells. They're just on the skin, feeding your brain maps in a very unique way, with no rush, with fascination. As you breathe, yeah, maybe at some point your fingertips could also start gliding through your scalp, through your hair, messing up with your do. Yeah, and see what ticks you with that, like what makes you curious. Let your curiosity guide you with this. Experimenting, yeah, maybe some circular motions, a little wider, maybe some smaller linear motions, whatever, yeah, whatever. And then take a little pause and let your arms rest beside you. And observe as if everything we've done so far here today had been a preparation for this moment when you let your brain register the waves of aftertaste, after the touch, and just savoring whatever shows up there for you. Tingling on the skin, variation in temperature, changes in breathing, thoughts, feelings, the weight of your jaw, saliva in your mouth. Just noticing as you breathe. Observing even the very willingness of your mind to be focused and present now compared to before the touch on your face. As you breathe. And then if you'd like to, again, at some point, spread your 10 fingertips around your scalp, Yeah, and with a little more grip, think of gliding the skin over the bone. Very gently, of course. Just gliding your scalp over the skull as you breathe. Yeah, and some of us could even like the idea of course, very gently grab some little tufts of hair and pull gently, obviously. Just as if you're showing your brain this space between the skin and the bone. As you breathe. And then take a pause. Once you feel complete, take a pause and let the pause be a pause. Observe what quietness feels like to you right now. Noticing the weight of your eyeballs inside their sockets. Or maybe the weight of your eyelids over the eyeball. And how does that eye experience correlate with your internal atmosphere experience now? As you breathe. And just tracking moment to moment what's going on inside you. How supported you feel in this moment. One thing is being supported. Another thing is feeling supported. Just noticing the weight of your bones. How does it feel right now compared to before? Yeah, and slowly taking a moment to, not right now, but soon, when you feel ready, start saying goodbye to this quieter state. And very, very gradually start inviting some movements with no rush. Yeah. Give your body time to consent with this invitation to start moving again. And then notice, what are the body parts that want to move first? Which directions do they want to go? How far, for how long? How much effort is needed for those movements? How's your breathing following or not? Yeah, if you invite a yawn, maybe yawning with your mouth, or maybe yawning with your whole body, yawning with your armpits, yawning with your ribs or with your groin, or groaning, or making some sounds, rolling or turning or twisting. As you breathe. Yeah, if you want to go into some yoga poses that you like or whatever feels right to you in this moment. Perhaps all the way to repeating those motions you did in the beginning. If you want to walk around your room or... No rush, take your time, make sure you transition gradually. Yeah. If you don't feel like moving at all after this, which is actually a good sign, you may want to try pushing the ground a little, whether with your hands or with your feet, as if you're kind of, you know, yawning against a firm surface, and that might convince your systems to want to activate again. And then, you know, when you feel ready, come back to chatting and engaging with others here. On your own pace, yeah. Yeah. And as you're vertical again, sitting or standing, however you like, just take a moment to notice what vertical feels like to you right now compared to before. And just make a mental note of where are your supports now. And maybe you can even feel your feet on the ground, your pelvis on the chair, your skull sitting on top of your spine, supported by your spine. Yeah, and then open your eyes when you feel ready, and maybe I'll do a little tapping just to help wake up. You know, some people are gonna have to leave and see a client now. Oh my gosh, we wanna reawake your bones, your solid structures. Okay, I'm gonna unmute you all. So I unmuted you. If you're still muted, you have to unmute yourself when you want to speak. Yeah. Thank you. I just wanted to thank your nervous system for embarking in this. Thank you, Jonathan. Yeah. And yeah. Bless you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll stop recording now.